With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A slowly moving and potentially record-setting heat wave is afflicting much of the United States right now. Sherry Thompson lives in her car in Portland, Oregon. It's been hard to stay cool.
Because I've already had a heat stroke, and so I don't need to have another one. It's way too hot for anybody.
The National Weather Service says that the southeast and mid-Atlantic regions of the U.S. are also sweltering with oppressive heat and humidity expected to last all the way through the weekend as a result of that particular weather system. Meanwhile, tropical weather continues to be the story in parts of the South Barrel, now moving away from the part of Mexico it was in, is going to be pounding the Gulf of Mexico sometime soon over the weekend. Senator Tom Cotton says by opening the border, President Biden seems to have forgotten the terrible lessons learned in the 2001 terrorist attacks.
When you have a wide open border and more than 10 million illegals entering the country, there are probably more than just a few terrorists crossing the country. What we had under President Trump was a secure border where terrorists couldn't get in, and for that matter, illegal migrants couldn't enter either.
Also at SRNNews.com. The military rulers of Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger will hold their first joint summit today since seizing power in a series of military coups. Here's the BBC's Richard Kagoe.
This will be the first ordinary summit for the heads of state who came to power through a series of military coups. The meeting is being held on the eve of a summit by the Economic Community of West African States. The three countries left ECOWAS in January after the bloc imposed sanctions on them. The military rulers are expected to officially launch the Alliance of Sahel States, a new federation focused on development, security, and stability in the Sahel region.
That is Richard Kagoe reporting, and this is SRN News. San Francisco wrapped up Gay Pride Month with a bang, as Michael Harrington reports.
And possibly some illegal acts. The city's Pride Parade might be the biggest in the U.S., and multiple observers say it featured nudity before crowds that included children and other acts that cannot be described here. Numerous individual reports and cell phone footage posted on the web seem to depict violations of law at the parade. Ironically, the FBI and ATF were represented at the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations on children, rejecting arguments from some parents it violates their right to decide on and seek care for their own children. The 8-1 ruling leaves in place a law that went into effect on September of 2023. Texas officials defended the ban as necessary to protect children and noted a myriad of other restrictions for minors on things like tattoos and alcohol. This is SRN News. Surveys of Chinese factory managers showed a mixed outlook for the world's number two economy, with growth steady but not picking up much steam.
The official Purchasing Managers Index, compiled by the China Federation of Logistics and Purchasing, remained at 49.5 in June on a scale up to 100. A private sector survey was more optimistic, edging up to 51.8 from 51.7 the previous month. The official PMI for new export orders slipped to 49.4 from 49.6.
And that is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. America's employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in June, adding 206,000 jobs to the payrolls, once again displaying the U.S. economy's ability to withstand continually high interest rates as a result of Biden administration spending. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.